week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Boss Bitch. Financial expert and best-selling author of Rich Bitch, Nicole Lapin is back with a new book, Boss Bitch, a simple 12-step plan to take charge of your career. Equipped with witty anecdotes, battle-tested tips, and the raw, honest truths we all need to hear, Boss Bitch shows you what it really means to be a boss. Because when Lapin talks about being a boss bitch, she isn't talking about Meryl Streep in The Devil Wears Prada. She's talking about someone who takes charge of her future and embraces being a boss in all aspects of the word. Whether as the boss of her life, her own company, the literal boss at work, or all three. Founder of Spanx, Sarah Blakely says of Boss Bitch, the role of women in the workforce is changing and today women are disrupting the workplace for the better. Ladies, it's time to disrupt your own industry. Boss Bitch will show you how. Being a boss bitch isn't something to apologize for. It's something to celebrate. So lead by example. Take charge of your life and career and pick up a copy of Boss Bitch today. Available everywhere books are sold. What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And I'm Leighton Benton.
Leighton Benton, it's your second time here.
Yeah.
She was on with Remy Ma and Fat Joe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh. Definitely remember that episode.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Right. I've been seeing you making the rounds, though, all over the place.
Yeah.
Now, we have a tip of the day. You know, that's how we always start. So the tip of the day is, how do you determine who you're going to talk to off of social media?
I have to look at your page. Like, I go through everything. Like, I go through who you follow. You know, that's, like, number one. Because then I know, okay, if you follow a bunch of people like me, like, you know, porn stars, things like that, then I know you're thirsty.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So then I know how to approach you. Mm-hmm. But if you follow just like your homeboys and like, you know, just random celebrities, I mean, everybody follows celebrities, you know, but then I'm like, okay, cool. Like, it's whatever.
So
but
what do you mean by thirsty? So I know how to treat you if you're thirsty. How do you treat them?
I don't know if I can say that on here. I'll be like, you know, a different approach. Mm-hmm. Like, basically, financially.
You got to pay to play.
Yeah.
That's what we call it. Pay for play.
Pay for play.
Yeah.
So. Okay. But, and that works out.
Yeah.
All right, Leighton. Now, a lot of times, people always ask that too, because people always get approached on social media. I'm sure your DMs are crazy.
Crazy. Yeah. All the time. But like, usually.
Let me
like,
hear some DMs. You don't got to say who it is.
Okay.
Pick up your phone.
Oh God.
And just like randomly, I want to hear what goes on in Leighton Benton's DMs.
Oh my goodness. Okay, let me see.
Pick up your phone.
Go to DMs.
Oh my gosh.
Never will I cheat on you.
Can I pick? You treat the hell like a nigga. Let me pick up your phone. Go to the DMs.
Pick up your phone. Who's in your DMs?
Who's in your motherfucking DMs?
I guess one. Let me go all the way down.
You like when guys talk aggressively to you like that?
Yeah. Because I like when someone, like, lets me know what they want. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know, okay, one that would just a regular dude?
Yeah,
or just,
yeah, you don't say who it is.
Okay.
Or who? A celebrity?
No.
Do both, but you don't got to say who.
Okay. I'll do one now.
Okay.
So, one of them was just like, what's up? You know, I'm in Houston for
Super Bowl.
Blank. Mm-hmm. And I would like to love to meet you. I'm staying at the blank and my number is blank. And then he
definitely
said
definitely a celebrity.
So he's like, really wish I could have had a chance to meet you because I didn't respond. So he sends me like a selfie of him. Mm. He is like, I want you. There's nothing more.
I want to see who it is. I'm not gonna say nothing, but I gotta see.
Oh my god. So he's like, I want you, there's more nothing more or less to say. So he's just like a little, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's the selfie?
Well, why didn't you respond to him?
I just didn't feel like
it. Because he ain't comb his fucking hair. Oh.
Nigga, comb your hair and I respond.
Yeah. That's not like the best selfie.
And then
he's not bad looking. He just
and then another one
haircut.
So you didn't feel compelled to respond to him. What does he have to do for you to respond?
I mean, just like, it's just the way you come about it. Like, I say something that makes sense to me. Like, that's gonna stand out to me. This sound third. So it's like,
like, what makes sense to you? So, all right, read us one that you responded to now.
Right.
Let's see
do
what
that.
It's like.
Woo.
One was
down in the deep.
Hey. One was like,
Snapchat meetup.
You in Dallas. And I was like, yes, what's up?
So what made you respond to that? All he said was, you in Dallas.
It was who he was.
Oh. Look,
and right, he looks again.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I might have
responded to. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'll tell you later.
And then I was, yeah, and then the person was just like, you know, and I was like, what's up? I gotta play my cool, you know, you don't wanna seem like, you right. know, too.
So you wait like 8 minutes instead of two.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, I'm not gonna respond. So then I had to respond like 15 minutes. I gave like 15 whole minutes. Mm-hmm. And then he was just like, he's out there. And I said, for how long? And then he leaves like the next day. Mm-hmm. So then I was just like, I'm busy.
Oh, you told him you were busy?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, cause I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, you know.
Mm-hmm. You playing hard to get.
Yeah.
Did it hit you up after that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But did I mean, anything go down from the DM?
No, because I mean, just gotta play it, you know what I'm
but
saying?
But it could go down.
Possibly, yeah.
All right, now read us one from somebody that you actually got up with.
But he's not a bad looking guy, that guy.
Mm. No. Right.
I'm just saying, my two cents.
I'm surprised because I would feel like celebrities would be like cautious about that.
No, come
no,
on.
No, nowadays they just don't give a fuck.
Because I would feel like they would be more cautious just because you could put them on blast.
That's true, but it, I think they know the person that they, you know what I'm saying?
They're like, we never seen
like, this
go,
person,
go
like,
away from nobody.
No, like, I will never do that. Mm-hmm. This person I've known for a minute now, so he mm-hmm. knows I'm not gonna, like, you know.
But if you've known him, he should have your number and not just be DMing you.
No, but the thing is, he does. So he texts me after that. So it was, like, back and forth. Like, okay. It was, like, I don't even know how he found my other number, but he found it. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, you know, it started with that, and then he was, like, you know, he hit me up. And then that mm-hmm. was that. But
now who's somebody you're like, I'm getting up with him immediately? Because, you know, a lot of guys don't know how to approach women on social media.
I mean, it just depends. Like, first of all, I could tell you a situation where I was just like, I was horny. It was like New Year's Eve. I posted on my Insta, like the Insta story thing. I was mm-hmm. like, look, I need some dick. I'm in Dallas.
No,
like,
you didn't.
I did. I did. I was like,
I wrote
on the little thing. I was like, I'm in Dallas. I need some dick. What's good?
Oh my God.
Because I used to live in LA, so I had fuck buddies galore. Mm-hmm. But now I live in Dallas, it's like,
no fuck buddies.
There's no fuck right. buddies. You know what
I
I'm saying?
I need a fuck buddy.
So you must have had so many DMs.
So next, you know, yeah, like my DMs just flooded. And so there was one particular man. He stood out. He had a beard. I was like, usually dudes with beards have big dicks. So I was like, okay, let me just.
What?
That's not true.
Usually they do.
Now hold on. What kind of. So you think Santa Claus got a big dick?
Yo.
No, like he's like he's a muscular. I looked through his page. He was muscular.
Santa
like,
Claus.
He was muscular. He was chocolate. That's why.
Ho, ho, ho.
I love
Did
it.
You ask for a dick pic first?
Hoes,
no. So he was like, all right. So I told him, I said, we both know what's going on here. I just want to have some fun. He's like, okay, cool.
Do you ask, like, send a picture of your dick?
No. So we went out to Razoo's. Mm-hmm. That's my spot because they have this beautiful drink. So I went to Razoo's. I had some chicken. And so then I was like, I asked him straight. I'm be like, I'm
just about, get to the dick.
I was like, okay, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be real. Do you have a big dick? Because we don't even need to continue this conversation.
You should have asked that before you went to fucking Razoo's or whatever.
Without the chicken.
But I was hungry. So I was like, might as well just get a free meal. So I was like, okay. If it sucks, okay. I'm just like, okay, cool. You know,
and this was on New Year's Eve?
No, this is like New Year's Day.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, cool. So then we went out. I was like, it's big. He's like, you just have to find out. I said, mm-hmm. that sucks.
Does
so
it have a
like,
beard?
Yeah. So next, you know, he was like, I know what I'm doing. So I was like, okay, cool, whatever. So we start talking and everything. I just kind of caressed it. Mm-hmm. He sat next to me. I caressed it. I had to feel. I was like, I need to find out. So I just went like this. It felt good.
But
so
it wasn't like, okay. hard, right?
No, it was getting there. He was right. excited.
Okay.
Because come to find out, like, he was a fan of my videos.
I bet.
Of course he was.
Right? So, isn't that why he follows you?
Yeah, so he was, like, you know, already excited. He was like, okay, cool. So next, you know, I was like, all right, let's just go back to my place. Mm-hmm. So I went back to my place. Then he fucked the shit out of me. I was like, really? All right. Yeah, it was worth it. Yeah, I was, like, so happy.
So that's the tip. Guys with beards have big dicks.
And well, they'll fuck the shit
out of
you.
What if they had a beard, but they shaved it?
Yeah, that's true.
That
means they don't have a beard.
Yeah, so I was like,
what if they just had one and they just shaved it off?
So it might shrink.
Right.
It might
shrinkage. Yeah.
That's true.
What if he had a little dick? Would you still have fucked him?
Probably not.
But, damn.
I mean, I fucked some guys that dick wasn't too big and the sex was still good.
No yeah. way.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Not some, or I've had sex with a guy whose dick was really big and didn't know what to do with
it.
That's
it was true. Whack.
Yeah,
I've had guys
that's
big,
such a big disappointment.
They got to do
it's just there.
That's the emotion.
That's the biggest disappointment ever is right. to have a big,
beautiful penis and then it's just whack.
Horrible. Right. It's disappointing. I've had it happen before. I was in high school. The man had a huge penis. I was like, okay, this is about to happen.
Right.
And it was just terrible. We were on the floor. I was like,
Real girls get down on the floor.
Yeah, it was high school. You know, he didn't have a place.
We're on the floor.
We're on the floor. Better than the roof. And it just felt like just like nothing. Like, I mean, it just felt like I was just being like poked. Like there was nothing. Like there was no movement. I was like, I'm here. You know, I was just like, what's going on?
Yeah, that's like rape.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Like, you're raping him.
No, like this is just awkward. Like,
so what do you do? But you can get on top and make yourself come.
That is true. But when I was in high school, like,
it's like a dildo.
Yeah, like, I didn't. It took me a while to realize what coming was. I'm gonna be honest with you, because I didn't know I was coming.
What do you think was happening?
I didn't know. I just loved to have sex.
You're like, this shit feel good. I don't know what the fuck is happening.
So would it make you stop? Like, you would come and would make you be like, oh, okay, give me a second.
No, I just keep going. Like, it was like the weirdest.
So you were like, I'm destined to be a porn star.
Yeah, like, I was just like, and then finally, like, I figured out how to, like, when I was coming, when, like, I started using vibrators and stuff.
When did you start using vibrators?
Probably when I was like 19.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, this is what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it was fun.
It feels like somebody should have talked to you about it. Like, no. Did anybody ever talk to you about sex, like, in your family? Like,
well, my mom, she's, like, a single mom. And, like, my dad, he's a Puerto Rican one, so he just, like, ran off.
Hold on.
So,
what's wrong? Whoa.
No, my dad, he ran off.
Like, so, Puerto Rican ones.
He's like, no, ran he off. Ran off on all of us. He ran off on all
my
of us.
My dad,
like,
is Puerto Rican.
Is he there?
Is he's there?
Dead, so no, oh he's my not God. All right, here.
Next topic. Next yeah, what the fuck?
No, next topic. I feel bad.
Okay,
now.
No,
man,
I'm
like on the kids.
No,
he didn't run off. He like got like carried off, kind of. If you want to. Okay, let's keep going.
Damn.
Puerto Rican ones no, run horrible. Off. Well, you said Puerto Rican ones
no,
run
dad.
Off. That's
okay.
What you should have
said. I said about her dad.
Yeah,
okay, okay. Who happened
dad.
To be
your Puerto Rican?
He was like a Rolling Stone. Like, there's like 12 of us.
Okay. Right?
So,
damn.
Yeah. So he's like, you know, so my mom, she raised me and brother by herself. So I never knew about sex. Like, I never knew anything about it. I just was humping stuff. Like, I would hump toilets. Like, I would hump, like, if
the
I.
The toilet?
How do you hump the toilet?
Oh, so you just put a towel. And you just like hump the edge.
Oh my
god. And then like
god.
I would like hump like the side of like the sink.
When did like, you start puppy. Doing all this humping? You was like a rabbit.
Yeah, like 9.
9.
That's Chelsea Handler says she started doing shit like that when she was like 6.
But who taught you how to hump?
Is she it didn't know like, what it was.
Watching
I didn't
TV
know what I just knew it felt good. So I was like, okay, this feels
somebody,
good.
So you feel like somebody should have been like
stop pumping toilets.
Or like explain what it is.
Yeah.
Cause let's be real, like little kids do stuff. They're trying to figure out their anatomy.
They touch their souls.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Today's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Blue Apron. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers easy-to-follow seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients right to your door. No more overspending at restaurants or high-end grocery stores. With Blue Apron, you can prepare delicious, memorable meals yourself in under 40 minutes. As a matter of fact, Stephanie and Gigi come over to my house all the time and we use Blue Apron. Blue Apron has partnered with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranches across the U.S. to ensure that all the ingredients are of the highest quality. It's delicious quality food that you can feel good about. Some of the upcoming meals available in March include salmon piccata with orzo and broccoli, vegetable chili and baked sweet potatoes with crispy tortilla strips, and spicy shrimp coconut curry with cabbage and rice. Check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Angela. Incredible home cooking has never been more attainable thanks to Blue Apron, so sign up today. That's blueapron.com/Angela. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
But I was always just a naturally freaky person since like birth. Like, I was just always into
okay,
that.
Not since birth.
Not birth. I was 2 years old and I just jammed my Barbie.
My vagina wasn't even fully formed yet.
No, like, but when I was younger, like, I probably say, like, once I turned, like, 7, that's when I was just, like, more promiscuous and, like, I would, like, have my Barbies hump each other and, like.
Everybody had their Barbies.
Yeah, and,
that.
Like, you know, just fun stuff, you know, so. Yeah.
My so Barbies still hump each other.
Yeah. I just did that yesterday. No. Like Cabbage Patch Kids.
Oh my God, I love them. But go ahead. That's not
like that.
Yeah, no, I don't hump them.
But I knew I liked girls when I was like in high school and I would just like watching girls just like their butts. Like I was just like.
Really?
Yeah, like real
what
talk.
Was your first experience with a woman?
when I got into the industry.
She ain't got another one.
No, it's not. Just gotta make sure she good.
Like I said, let me help you out.
Yeah, let me help you out over there, girl. Let me look at your butt.
So, basically, my first experience, where I actually, fucked a girl was, when I got in the industry. Mm-hmm. So, it was this girl named Leilani Leanne, and, it was just amazing. She turned me out. Wow. Ever since then, I was like, all right, this is fun. Scissoring is fun, you know.
It is.
Is
it fun?
It is fun.
It doesn't seem like it would be.
No, it's fun.
With the right girl, it's fun.
Can you scissor with a guy if you so choose?
No. I don't think so, because then the dick is just going in. It's just a different position.
Yeah, it's not scissoring.
What if he tucks it?
Yo, that's a good idea. Why don't you try it?
No.
Let us know.
No, because the fun part about it is that they're both wet and they touch each other and they're warm and it's just.
Is it
the clit areas touching each other?
The clits,
Is it ever awkward? No, this is not the right position.
I mean, it's the same with regular. Yeah. Sex. Well, as far as positions, you do what you find what works and you.
Do
guys,
angle.
Gay guys, scissor each other?
No.
It's a lesbian thing.
They put their butt up.
They could scissor their butts. They don't scissor their butts.
I don't think scissoring butts.
I feel horrible. So I've gotten off to gay porn okay, it was two thugs fucking each other.
No.
Mm. Yo, gay porn is very interesting.
I'm not going to lie. I laugh every time I watch gay porn.
Gay porn is interesting.
It's interesting, right?
It's so funny. Listen, I watched bisexual threesome before. Mm-hmm. And it was these two hood niggas and a girl. And they was all fucking. And they was fucking each other and fucking the girl. And I was just I can't believe I'm watching this.
Bisexual threesomes, huh? That sounds familiar.
Okay, yeah, Laura, y'all know somebody who had a weird type of situation.
Yeah, y'all tell me how y'all feel about this because I was a little thrown off. So basically, I had a guy tell me that he has a best friend and she's a dyke. Is that a bad word?
She's a lesbian.
She's
lesbian.
She's a butch.
A butch.
There we go.
Aggressive.
Sorry, guys. Or girls. So she's a butch. And basically, he told me that he has threesomes with her. And other girl with other girls, and he brings her in, and she uses a strap on. So, do you feel like that's gay of him, or is it a train, or
Wait,
the lesbian that he brings in with the other girl uses a strap on.
Picture.
Okay, but does she use it on him?
See, I didn't. Girl, you know I ain't asked all
why
that.
Why did he better not?
That's the question.
He wasn't if been he honest.
Uses, if he use, if she's using the strap on him, then it's definitely gay.
Yeah. Does he suck on the strap on?
Listen, you think if I asked that man that, he would have been she'd be sticking the fucking strap on in my ass.
Maybe.
I think you would have to be a part of
you
it.
You know what
to
you
know.
Gotta do? You gotta ask, so are you getting fucked in the ass with a strap on?
Oh, you gotta say it like
you gotta say it
thing,
sexy, like
oh
it turns
God.
You on. Yeah.
First of all, I would throw up before.
Does your butt still bleed?
Not just that. And there's nothing wrong with, if a guy is gay, cool, that's good for you.
No, yeah.
But I don't want
him. That's good for you.
Yeah, that's good for you. But I don't want a gay guy.
How do you feel about a guy that's bisexual?
Well, I mean, me personally, I don't judge anybody, but I wouldn't date someone that's bisexual.
You would have sex with him, but you wouldn't date him.
But nowadays they don't tell you. Nowadays
they
you
won't.
Don't know.
Right.
This one.
Can
dude,
you tell sometimes though?
Sometimes you can tell. But this one dude, we were hooking up together, and he's like, "I want you to play with my butt." So you know mm-hmm. me, I'm like, okay. So I put a finger, and he's like, "Not that." And I was like, "Oh, well, okay." So I started licking it, mm-hmm. but he didn't seem like he had a problem with me putting a finger in there. But he tried to act like...
He acted like it would, but it slid right in.
Yeah,
because I feel can you tell by, how easily accessible the butthole
yes.
is?
Yeah.
So, listen, let me tell y'all.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Shit. My friend, it wasn't me, but my mm-hmm. friend. No, y'all know her. So, my friend was with this guy, and she went to go, down to his booty hole, and she said that thing was wide open.
Oh, that's happened to me before.
She what? Said it was wide open.
It's happened to me before.
So immediately, your thought is?
I was able to put more than one finger in his ass, and I had heard things about him before, and I just thought it was so crazy. And I was like, why the fuck am I able to put more than one finger up this nigga's ass? Because I have an asshole as well.
So how many did you put?
I was a little drunk. I remember three.
Yeah, did you fist him in his asshole or
and
no?
Your fingers are not Listen. Small.
Yeah, you don't have small fingers.
I know, that's a lot.
Damn, that's just like girthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a girthy that is. That he had in there.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, so he's basically getting fucked with a dick. Three fingers is getting fucked with a dick in your ass. I don't care. After that, that was the last time I ever fucked with him, obviously.
So what is two?
Two is bad, too. I feel like just one, if you could do the one, that's cool. Because, like, my butthole takes one. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm pretty sure if you keep going, it widens up or whatever. But I don't even get to that point. Yeah, like, I've tried to have anal sex. Like, I've had anal sex probably, like, twice. But, like, it closes right back up because I don't do it. Like, I don't really like it. But if I'm fucked up drunk and it just works out, then it works out.
Yeah. Do you have to use like lubricant and all of that to do it?
You can use spit. Mm. It does. And then my shit be wet enough and it'll just kind of like.
Your butthole gets from the spit?
No, from like my pussy.
How is it when you shit the next day?
Oh, it's so terrible.
It is. It feels
it's
like
the worst. Pain. It's like the, no, it's sad. Like, you can't, don't it's have to.
It's sad.
No.
I cry.
Listen, it like if it you burns. Ate something, it burns. It hurts really fucking bad. It just imagine something that usually is used to coming out and then you shove something up. Like, it just, it feels exactly like that. Like, your shit then went the wrong way. It's inside out. It's not good.
Wow, this isn't. You guys aren't selling anal sex to me at all.
I've done one scene that I did anal, and I had to drink some Chardonnay before I did it. Mm-hmm. Like, usually I have to have something to drink.
Chardonnay? What the fuck is that going to do?
Yeah,
that's like 0.8%
alcohol. You might need like something stronger than that, a little Moscato.
Yeah, like, I had to loosen it up.
She needs Moscato.
But they didn't put, like, once they're actually in there, they go, you know that wall in there?
Yeah, once they pass the point.
That wall, it's like, okay, now it feels okay, cool.
No. Once they peek at the wall. At first, and then it starts to feel good, but you just got to get through the pain. Like, I can't do that.
I came from from having sex anal. It's you've only done so good.
So wait, but you've only done it twice. So why did that make you want to do it more?
No. Because it really does hurt when you try to go to the bathroom. Even though I don't go to the bathroom because, like, that's nasty. But, like, anything. I'm not going to, like, shut up.
It's nasty to not go to the bathroom, by the way.
Okay, let's just
shit come out your pores.
We're going to talk about sexual things and not nasty shit. But, like, it really does fucking hurt. Like, before getting past, like she said, that's the perfect example. Past that wall or past that, whatever the fuck it is.
The shit gripper.
Yes, you get past that.
You get past the shit gripper and you all good.
It's amazing. But when you... It's like to get past it.
It's like getting past a level in a video game.
Yeah.
And then, that is true.
And then you get the prize.
Yeah. When you get the princess.
You get that prize, that shit is all worth it. I'm
Especially
not going to lie.
Doggy style.
Oh my God, it is good. But I'm not going through the
level. See, now I'm torn now.
Yeah, you should be. That's how I feel when I'm doing.
It's amazing.
And literally you're torn.
Really torn.
Get it?
KY. Liquid with the blue top. The water-based one. That's good.
This is how I do it. So I put like, I'll put lube in there and then like while we're doing like mission stuff and then like next you know I'll put the like butt plug in there to kind of widen it up.
I heard the butt plug.
Yeah, so I'll put the butt
plug. I actually have a butt plug. I actually know somebody that uses butt plugs.
That's anal beads that she uses.
Oh, same thing to me.
Same thing to me.
Okay, go ahead.
Butt toy is a butt toy.
But I put the butt plug in, let it marinate, and then I take it out, which it feels, you know, and then like I'll lube his dick up. And then I'll put it in there.
See, that's too much preparation.
Don't eat Mexican food.
Don't. Yeah.
She said don't.
And you're not. Let me some hot sauce.
Me too, girl.
Like, don't. I'm trying to eat, like, salads throughout the day.
So, wait. What's the thing that Machine Gun Kelly was saying?
What?
The thing that cleans the shit out before you...
Oh, enema?
Okay, so do you use an enema every time?
Or sometimes. But if it's like a surprise, like...
That's why you have to plan. You have to plan anal, because if you don't plan anal,
it could
be really messy.
No, but when you're drunk, you don't plan it. You just be like, fuck it, get past that wall.
Yeah. That sure is an extra lubricant.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking.
I learned my lesson. One time I was in Vegas and like we were just tipsy, we were drunk.
What happens in Vegas?
Next you know, he puts it in there. I look at the sheets.
No!
You shit it on the sheets? Support for today's episode of Lip Service also comes from Psychic Source. Every day we're faced with trivial decisions we have to make, but for every little question, there's so many big questions we can never seem to answer. Is he cheating on me? Probably. Is my relationship going to last? Not if he's cheating on you. Am I wasting my time? What is in your future? These are questions we could all use some guidance on. Psychic guidance. Psychic Source's 300 plus advisors go through a rigorous screening process, and each vetted professional has years of experience. They provide private, confidential phone or online chat reading anytime 24/7. If you mention promo code Angela, you'll get to try an amazingly talented psychic for only 75 cents a minute. And your free 3 minutes are free, so you can learn how it works. And if you aren't happy with your experience, they'll refund you. Don't know where to start? Psychic Source's customer care agents are available around the clock to match you with an advisor. And make sure you read the reviews on PsychicSource.com. Just call 1-800-377-3188 or sign up online at PsychicSource.com and use my promo code Angela. Reveal life's possibilities with Psychic Source.
The crazy thing is he just turned the sheets over and kept going.
Nah,
like,
that's a nasty nigga.
That's gangster.
Oh my God. No, that's not. That's gross.
That's fucking gangster.
Ew. I ain't never had a nigga that nasty. I don't want that.
Oh my God. And I was like,
who laid in the wet spot?
No, we just pushed out. I was like, oh my God. Like, it was terrible. And that fucked me up. So ever since then, I was like, we got to prepare. Like, you got to let me know at least like 2 hours in advance. Like, are we doing this or not?
Oh my God. I'm devastated. It didn't even happen to me.
Yeah. At least it was in a hotel and not in your own place.
Yeah, oh my God. In my own bed. I always put a towel down now, too. You gotta put a towel down.
This is too much preparation. I like
it. Anal has a lot of preparation.
It is.
But you have to prepare for anal like a whole 24 hours ahead of time.
In there.
You gotta reserve the asshole.
No, she just said no shitting me. I hate her.
All right, now, what do you like better, younger men or older men?
That's the thing. Okay, so younger men sometimes like they will fuck you like like they just like have they're just ready, energized, you know, just go in,
Lord,
just fuck shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we fuck shit up and we left.
Yeah, but the thing is that okay, like for instance, like sometimes they come like fast though. Mm-hmm. It depends because they're just so excited.
But then they can go again.
Then they yes. Now the older men, I have a sick fantasy. Like I like to act like, okay, it's like my stepdad or like you
your
know,
stepdad
like,
in real life.
My mom's not. No.
Okay.
Whew. She's yeah, no.
All right,
she's not married.
Like a fake stepdad. Okay.
Yeah,
like you, the porn.
Did you fuck your stepdad before?
No.
No, but you know, like the porn. You know, like the porn, like
yeah,
taboo
like,
or something.
Yeah, like
I like to.
I don't like that shit.
That mommy lesbian.
Yeah, like I like to imagine, like okay, for
at least
not
her real dad.
No.
I don't give a fuck if he's my real dad.
No.
For me, like I think it's a mental thing. Like I like to like feel like I'm fucking an older man. Like just like I'm a young girl fucking an older man. Mm-hmm. And he's so excited. He's thinking about me while he's fucking his wife.
Wow.
You know, things like that.
My
like,
mom.
That bitch.
No, so I mean, it's just like a fantasy thing for me. Like, maybe
have you ever done that in real life, though? Fucked like a way older man?
Yeah, my limit's like 70.
No limit, baby.
Shit.
He's old.
70 is old.
Hold on, 70 is a new 60.
Oh, crap. Yeah. Wait, how old is Denzel?
He's not a damn 70.
That's your oldest.
Fuck a 70-year-old.
That's your oldest, Denzel?
How old was it fucking a 70-year-old man?
He was so excited. Like, he was just like...
I'm sure.
Yeah, did he take Viagra?
Did he die after?
No, but I felt like, okay, like, old men, like, have this...
Was he alive?
Like, when they're, like, laying down. And
saggy balls.
It feels like they're, like, having, like, a heart attack.
So oh,
like,
my God. Oh my you killed him. Like,
oh,
you're a murderer. No. Wait, how many 70-year-olds have you fucked?
Damn.
That means a lot.
No, like probably like 3.
Okay. Oh my fuck. I don't even know that many 70-year-olds.
You probably do.
I don't think I know one.
Who?
So what's better?
Young, I mean, I like everybody. Like,
I like them all. Young, old, big, small.
Yeah, like, I like everybody. Like,
oh shit, you just fucking made the mic come.
Went limp. Like, yeah.
I'm crying.
You got me.
Yeah. But 70 was fine, so he was able to get hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how long did he last? Or they? Like 70
like probably like a good minute.
A minute? Yeah.
So why do you That's like to fuck them? That's like what are you doing? It's like a tease.
Yeah.
That's the fun part.
It's fun.
Do they at least give you head after? So it's like you come from
they
that.
Give you head before.
Do they take their dentures out?
I knew
do
you were going to say that.
No, I mean, I think
but
they're like.
They?
But seriously.
No, I mean, like, I mean, usually I come for like my Hitachi.
Okay, it's so.
Hitachi. Oh my God.
Hitachi's like the best thing ever in life.
But
like,
is that intimidating for a man when you pull out the Hitachi?
I don't care.
Damn, cold-hearted.
No, I mean, like,
I'd
rather
forget that Layton is really young. Wait, yeah. How old are you?
25.
What the fuck is a Hitachi?
Hitachi. Hitachi is like a
she googled
the magic wand vibrator.
I'm googling Hitachi and I don't know how to spell it.
It has two settings: really high and then really low. Mm-hmm. Really high is my favorite. And then I just like, I have a weird way.
It looks like this mic.
The thing,
no, that's too big.
No, for real. Remember the Sex and the City episode when she was like, I have to return this vibrator. I mean, massager. That's the Hitachi. The big long thing with the wand
she
on the bottom.
Had a literally, that was a massager.
That's the Hitachi.
It's that size.
That's it. It's that. Yes, it's that.
Gigi, you put that up your vagina?
No, you put it on your clit.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You scared me.
I'll lay down like kind of like you're just laying on the bed. I lay down, put on my clit. I come in like 1 minute.
Is that boring?
I wouldn't want to come that fast.
Me either.
No, I mean me, I just like to come and go about my day.
Okay. I'm in a rush. I have a meeting. Minute clip.
Cheated.
Like minute what? Rice.
Yeah, I just like to go about my day.
Really? 1 minute is just like not enough for me to be walking around with a wet vagina all day.
What if you're at home and you have time? Would you still want to come in 1 minute?
No, I mean, I kind of like... I go on like Twitter because sometimes people post like those videos, like their amateur home videos, and like
on
I'll
Twitter.
Look,
what Twitter?
Who the fuck you follow?
Right.
This is no people do put porn on Twitter.
Yeah, they you can look, and I'm like looking. I'm like, oh my goodness. And so like literally, it's like some girl at home with her man, and she's like creaming like a motherfucker. I'm like, oh my goodness, that's so exciting. So then I go to my vibrator, and I look, and I'm like,
really?
Do you ever try to like prolong it? Like I don't want to come yet.
No, I can do it again. Okay. I've come like 10 times in a day.
What? Yeah. That's amazing.
Do you have a shot? Oh, that is. It's
like bionic pussy.
I don't want to come 10 times in a day. That's exhausting.
Yeah. Are you drained?
No.
She's young.
Okay, maybe that's what it is.
Cause I'd rather.
I don't think I've ever in my life come 10 times in 1 day. Does anything come out by the end of that?
Damn, like a person.
No, I mean like any more like wetness, like
like the dentures.
You know how you come and you get like super wet. Like by the 10th time, is it just like
powder?
Yeah.
No.
Dust.
No, it's not dust.
It's air.
Yeah, it's like chilling.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, Layton, everybody wants to know how to fuck like a porn star.
Okay.
So what are some tips you can give us to fuck like a porn star?
I usually drink like a lot of water. Mm-hmm. And then like so you can
then
squirt.
I gotta pee.
No, but the squirt.
So that's the secret to squirting?
I drink like Pedialyte.
Yeah, just pee on them.
Yeah, like Pedialyte. No.
Is that squirt?
And act no. like it's squirt.
No. That happened to me one time. Okay, me and this girl were doing a threesome. And I can tell the difference between squirt and pee. Like it's the smell.
Right.
We're having fun. It's like things are happening. Next, you know, she's like, I'm squirting. My mouth is right there.
It was pee. You drank her pee?
Whoa, you're a G.
And I'm like, but it was a different kind of situation. Like, it was like a, you know, it was like.
We're not friends anymore after that.
No, it was a different kind of situation because I had to be professional. So I was like, all right, I'm not going to act like this is pee in my mouth right now, but it surely is.
Did you spit it out or did you swallow it?
It was on my face.
So she peed on your face.
And you kept going or did you get up and be like...
Yep, kept going.
And see.
Oh.
That probably was like a really good facial though if you think about it.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to pee on my face.
I mean, I don't want nobody to pee on my face, but...
So if they did,
you gotta look at the bright side of the pee.
Could you keep going? No, I'm not a professional, so yeah. I'm very
you're
unprofessional.
Like, you gotta go, this ain't gonna work.
I'm unprofessional.
Yeah. This ain't gonna work.
Hold the fuck up. Bitch, you just peed on
and
me.
Seen, bitch.
Bitch, that was pee.
So I had to keep it together, but I knew it was pee. It smelled like pee. It looked like pee. It was yellow. I was like...
That bitch ain't even drink no water like you gave the fucking rules to. That's so nasty.
Yeah, that's happened to me before. But Pedialyte, yeah. Pedialyte is definitely good because it like hydrates the whole body.
So wait, what is Pedialyte for in real life though? Like
for babies,
I texted that what is it?
It gives babies electrolytes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then vitamins.
But like people drink
dehydrated.
It. Yeah, but yeah, I about to say people drink it like after alcohol because it's good for dehydration. So
they sell it like on every.
Does
like,
it taste
store
good
in Vegas? Huh?
Does it taste good?
Yeah, I like to drink the strawberry lemonade one.
I don't know if I want to drink baby stuff.
Is that
can
the orange
you
add
one?
Hennessy?
It's like the red one. Yeah.
Can you add Hennessy?
Yeah. Can you or can you not add Hennessy?
I don't know. I mean, I guess so.
All right. So that's a trick to squirting. I forgot what we was talking about.
Because
how to fuck like a porn star. Oh, yeah. So how do you fuck like a porn star? Okay. So what are some tips?
I mean, basically, like, I've learned a lot. Like, when I first got in, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So I was just like kind of like just watching porn before, and I was just like, okay, like I didn't have any rhythm. But now it's like it's the way you work your hips. It's basically like energy, like having a bunch of energy and like being able to just like keep up with that person.
Yeah, your phone got a lot of energy because your phone
some DMs.
Yeah, since she's been here, her phone has been going crazy.
Yeah, when Layton solicits for dudes on DM, I know that shit get crazy. She'd be like, all right, so I hit me up.
Right.
But I always feel weird. Like that day I didn't give a fuck. I was on a flight from Detroit. I just got done dancing and stuff. I was like, I'm ready to get fucked. What's up? I put on
Snapchat. What city got the best dudes?
Here.
New York?
I love their accents here.
Ugh.
The accents kill me. Like, the strong New York accents kill me. Dallas. Dallas does. I just don't have time. Because usually, like, most of the dudes like that I meet in Dallas, they have, like, baby mamas, and they're still with them. They're living with them. And they're like, hey, I want to come through. Or they're like, you know, they have girlfriends and stuff. Oh.
You know how to put that mic close to your mouth. Stop it.
They have like, you know, girlfriends and stuff, so I could never go to their house. So they always have to come to mine.
So it don't bother you if somebody got a girl?
It does, like, because I feel bad. Like, you know, I generally do feel bad. Mm-hmm. So I don't typically like to do it.
But
I
you will.
I mean, if some money is involved.
Right. Yeah. If he's paying to play or if he has a beard.
A beard and a big dick.
No, I still can't do
that. A big dick, and the bankroll. I'm in.
Shit, I might be in. You in?
Like, yeah.
Gigi's in.
Yeah, like, you know, so.
That sounds
other
like
than
a
that,
fun time.
Yeah. Other than that, I can't do
Has
that.
Has anybody's girl ever called you?
Yeah.
And what do you say?
So are you honest? Like, yes, I fucked him. He paid me.
I mean, it happened because, like, this one girl, she was pregnant. And she was like, you need to stop hitting up my baby daddy. And I was like, your baby daddy came into the strip club, you know, this and third. But this was when I was petty, like younger, like 21. Like now I don't care.
That was like
I
last year.
No. No, like, so now I ignore it. Like, I don't even respond. Like, I'm just like, this one girl emailed me. I didn't even have no contact with her dude. She emailed me. She was like, because he emailed me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, why are you emailing my man? I said, I didn't even respond. I was like, he emailed me. I didn't email him because I didn't respond to his DM to email me.
Okay. But all right. So you will be honest, though, too. If a woman calls you like, hey, woman to woman, did you fuck my man? And if you did.
Well, now I just won't answer.
Okay. You just ignore. All right.
Yeah. But fair enough. I mean,
but what if you get caught off guard? Like, you don't know. I know this number and you answer. Then what do you do?
Then I'm like, well, usually that doesn't happen. Like, usually they'll text me. And I could tell when a female's texting me versus, right, like, you know, when it's like a dude. But, like, lately I just can't fuck up.
What if my boyfriend, you was walking out and he was like, so what's up for later? Don't tell Ange.
No,
tell
I fuck me? With you. I'm not going to do that to you.
Phew.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I want to fuck with you. You cute.
Would you tell me?
Would tell you.
Okay. Wait.
But she cute.
Did you just skip past what she just said?
Yes, she
said
she
you're
did.
Cute. She would fuck with you.
No, but I appreciate that. Thank you. I would never pee on you.
No, I wouldn't pee on you. I would never pee on you. No, but I wouldn't do that. That's the no.
All right, thank you. I would never pee on you, and I would never shit in the bed.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I appreciate
on
that.
On purpose. No, I'm kidding. Well, Layton Ben, we appreciate you so much. Listen, this is like one of our lip service, like, friends. Every time you're in New York, we want you to come by.
Well, of course. You know, I'm going to come through.
Well, we didn't say
I'm going to come through. Your cup kind of looks like it has pee in it.
Your cup looks the same, L'Oreal.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Not mine.
But, Layton, we appreciate you. Now, let us know what you're working on so everybody out there can. Layton Benton.
Yes, Real Layton Benton on Instagram and Miss Layton Benton on Twitter and Snapchat. Right now, just, you know, doing the urban modeling thing, doing photo shoots and traveling and stuff.
Are you looking for a man?
She looking for some good dick.
I was just about to say that. Follow her because you might get hit up.
I mean, that'd be dope. Just to find some good dick, no drama.
Big beards and bankrolls.
I like gifts. You know,
she not gonna answer your bitch's calls.
Yeah,
she got your back. You can pee on her. No. And she'll shit on you.
And she'll be professional about it. And she'll stay professional.
Yeah. So, and then also just working on, because I want to have my own beauty bar in Dallas. So
okay.
It's one of my goals right now.
Well, clearly you live in Dallas because yeah. I didn't get the hint. Because you said Houston before.
No, she said she lives in Dallas now.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
But I'm always in Houston too. It's like right up the road.
Right, it's right there. D-Town, literally.
Whoa.
Lip service. Don't forget, this week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Boss Bitch. Ladies, lead by example and take charge of your lives with Boss Bitch, a simple 12-step plan to take charge of your career by best-selling author of Rich Bitch, Nicole Lapin. Women are disrupting the workplace for the better. Ladies, it's time to disrupt your own industry. Boss Bitch will show you how, says Sarah Blakely, founder of Spanx. A boss bitch is simply someone who embraces being a boss in all aspects of the word. It isn't something to apologize for. It's something to celebrate. So pick up your copy of Boss Bitch today. Available everywhere books are sold.